Come in, John. Come in, John.
Hola, how are you?
Well, a lot of people wish I wouldn't get as well as quick, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, I just walked Glenn to the car. He came over here to replace a GFCI thing in my wall in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. He's a clever guy, that Glenn.
He
sure is. Extremely creative, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is very creative.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's a blessing.
So, John, welcome. Okay, once again, and, you know, in about 2 weeks, it'll be 15 years, buddy.
Yes, sir. That's amazing.
Did you know that? Did you know that?
I did know that.
February 3rd, 2009.
How time flies.
I remember what was... Say what?
How time flies when you're having fun, right?
Uh-huh. If you say so, buddy. It certainly goes by quicker as we get older. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, John. So, hey, we're all here. We're all happy that you're here, and we all want to hear what's going on over there with Logos. We're all thrilled with the new labeling, and we see that the advertising has picked up a bit. We know that people are gravitating to the website in large numbers lately. So how's that affecting you, and how's everything going over there at Logos Nutritionals?
Well, Mel, I am very excited. You know, it's been a long journey to get where we are, but I finally do feel like, you know, we have a consistent a message and a presentation of our products and our website and everything, what the quality of what goes out. All that is now reflective of the quality we've always had inside our products. And so that's an exciting thing. And, you know, I really felt like if we were to rebuild our site with a professional platform, make everything really match up and look like it's supposed to, and get all the stuff done that we've done, I really thought it would at least double my business in terms of, you know, how many people we're able to reach. I am frustrated to tell you that that has not happened yet. But I am still, nonetheless, you know, hopeful and excited and approaching this year with expectation, because the value proposition of our company is really unmatched in the industry. There's not a company out there that delivers more value in their products. So eventually you've got to believe the world will find out about that and respond. And I'm just praying that, you know, we'll still be here by the time that happens. Oh, goodness. But nonetheless, you know, every day I see the evidence of God working in the midst of the lives that we're able to touch, and working in each of our lives. You know, he's been working in my life, your life, Peter's life, and everybody else is here. So, you know, that's the bottom line. And if Jesus comes back today, I can you know, feel good about what we've accomplished. And obviously, you know, all we can do is hang our head when we get in front of him and just lay what we can at his feet. But I look forward to doing that. And it's been a wild adventure serving him alongside you and Peter. But I got a feeling it's just going to continue to get more and more interesting as we approach the return of our Savior, because I feel like that's happening before our eyes. All the things are falling into place for that to happen. I know everybody has said that every generation for the last 2,000 years, but I don't think any other generation has been able to point to things like we can, that make a whole lot more sense when you study God's Word as far as how things are happening. So, logos, as far as some changes that are coming, I wanted to hit on today. We're making some very slight adjustments with our formulation on the essential digestion. You may notice probably either in the next bottle or the one after that. And it's just an adjustment of some of the ingredients we went with. There was one of our ingredients that is a trademarked ingredient that they've just been going up and up and up and up and up. Just ridiculously, to the point where we can't keep that trademarked ingredient and still be able to sell the product for a reasonable price. So what we did is we went to a non-trademarked ingredient that is nonetheless just as good, and it's cellulase to help us break down fiber. The trademarked ingredient is called Fibrozyme, and it's just more expensive because they spent the money to get the trademark done on it. It doesn't make it better than the ingredients I'm using. It just makes it more valuable because it's trademarked. It's a change that doesn't affect anyone as far as the cost of the product or the quality of the product. But it is a change, so I mention it just to, in the interest of keeping any confusion to a minimum. Then the second thing that is happening is, and this is kind of interesting, Magnifical, as you all know, is absolutely a revolutionary product. There's never been a product out there that can restore normal calcium metabolism and remove calcium out of the soft tissues and return it back to the bones and teeth, target biofilms in the body and all the things that Magnifical does. It's an incredible product. And when we named it, when we set out to make a really good bone health product, when you look at bone health products in the supplement industry, they're called CalMags. That's what they've always been called, CalMags. And it used to be when you bought a bone health product, you'd get something with a ratio of 4 to 1, four times the calcium than the magnesium in the formula, which has contributed to the problem even further that we have in our country, where everyone is magnesium deficient and eating, getting too much calcium in their diet, ending up causing all kinds of calcification issues and acceleration of all kinds of negative things in the body. I mean, you show me somebody with a prostate cancer, I'll show you somebody with a calcified prostate. Same thing with breast cancer. The product is unique, very unique in that regard. But when I went to name it, I didn't want a Cal Mag. I wanted a Mag Cal. And we actually, when we originally started experimenting with that product in developmental stages, we had 4 to 1 magnesium to calcium in the product. The opposite of what the standard for the industry is. And as I began to get feedback on it and look at the numbers, I realized that we didn't even need any calcium in the product because the people that we're trying to help have too much calcium in their system and not enough magnesium. And even if in the short term, if you get, once you eliminate the magnesium deficiency, well, now they can not only access calcium from their own body, unlike they could before, but they can absorb calcium from their food more effectively and efficiently instead of having it precipitate in their soft tissues. This is a huge thing. And so Magnifical, you know, we talked about magnifies calcium metabolism and so forth. You know, it was a great name and I was excited about it. But there was a problem with the name. Magnifical.com was not available because it was owned already by a church. And so I bought Magnifical.net. Y'all would never know this because Magnifical.net, all that is an address that forwards to the Magnifical page on our website. But nonetheless, you need to have the .com of your product name, of every product you own, so that if anybody is ever looking for your product by name, it'll lead them to your product, right? So that was an issue. And then, you know, golly, we've had the product now for probably more than 15, maybe 20 years. Maybe a little less. And when there's a process for trademarking any product you make, right? When you make it, you put it into the marketplace and you put TM on it, that stands for trademark. What that does is it establishes in the marketplace a date of first use of that mark. So we put it out in there. We put it out there, Magnifical, with a TM on it. And then what you have to do is you have to jump through a bunch of hoops to get your trademark approved and registered. And it takes a lot of money, a lot of lawyer, you know, stuff to get it done. And once you start that process though with a lawyer moving forward to register your trademark. Part of registering it is establishing the first date of use or prior use to protect your mark in the marketplace. What we've done without enough resources to have lawyers running here and there trademarking everything we have is we just put TM on our products and trusting that we can prove prior use when we do get to the point where we could trademark them. Well, what happened with Magnifical is we didn't have a lawyer working on trademarking it, so he wasn't monitoring the name, and somebody else actually registered the name Magnifical for a supplement. And I didn't challenge it because I didn't know to challenge it. And had I challenged it, I would have been able to prove prior use. But now that they got it actually registered, it's too late. So all of that long, crazy story is to say we have to change the name of Magnifical because it's a trademark name. And so we went on, we've been on this, you know, discovery to figure out a new name for Magnifical that actually communicates what it does. And we settled on the name Magnot-Cal, which is a little bit of an awkward name, Magnot-Cal. But it's very descriptive of what it is. It's a bone health product with magnesium and no calcium. And that's what makes it unique. So we feel like this is going to be an opportunity to reintroduce this product and the uniqueness of it in the marketplace with a crazy name, to be sure. But I like it because it's easy to spell, easy to remember, and really kind of points to the uniqueness of the product. So y'all will notice in a couple of bottles the name of the product changing, and we'll wait and change the name on the website when we get the actual bottled product in stock, you know, with the new name on it. So it won't be immediate, but it'll be very soon, as soon as we, you know, get through that process of getting the new labels approved and printed. But that's a major change. It affects our protocol, obviously, the name of that product changing and so forth. But we hope to be able to use that, in a positive way to relaunch the product. And hopefully that's what it will do. I'll reopen the floor for a few minutes and talk about those things, and then I got one other subject to raise as we move through the day, our time together today.
All right. So you heard the man. If you got a question, you must be feeling better. You're silly. Right away. And I knew you would. I was going to call you first anyway because I figured, hey, let the other amigo ask his amigo the first question, amigo. Go.
Hey, good morning, John. This is Peter.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm blessed, brother. How are you? Glad that you're here this morning. I wanted to make a comment. John, do you recall years back when I called you one day and I had figured out that you had put monoquinone 7 in the Magnifical, which is basically the right form of K2, and I had discovered that's the driver that drives the magnesium in the product and that no other product had that, and we're looking at 7 years ago. Do you remember that call, brother?
I sure do. That's the glue that we use to incorporate the calcium into the bone.
Absolutely. And there's a big push online right now, Mel, for your audience. There has been for about 6 months now with vitamin K2, the different forms, but monoquinone 7 is the active, bioactive form. So, again, I wanted to point out for everybody, it's another example. It's another example of Logos being out in front with their ingredient profile years ahead of time. And I've been perplexed for so many years, John, that these types of industry setting proprietary ingredient profiles are not more frequently recognized. There's one other thing I wanted to say to you, John. Do you remember around that same time, this we're talking 6-7 years ago, where you had accidentally sent me an email and it had to do with a cohort of, I don't know if it was peer review cohort or people that had, I believe it was physician related, that had reviewed maybe for the process of trademarking that you were discussing. You accidentally said it, and it was just an incredible testimony to the efficacy of this product and the trend-setting nature of it. I don't know if you recall that, but I wanted to share, Mel, with your audience. I recall those two events, and they were representative in my heart and my mind of how far out in front Logos was at the time. So anyway, there you go, John. I just want to see if you remember those.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah,
it's been amazing. Those who work for the Lord are in the fast lane, Peter.
Amen.
Amen is right. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
It's okay. We got a number of docs who have been following patients for years who are increasing their bone mass. And as long as they're not on anti-resorption drugs that block the specialized cells that build bone, the osteoblast, and if they're not on drugs that do that, then we can definitely help activate bone growth and remodeling. And that's extremely important, and I recommend heavily that if you haven't read it yet, that you look up the article on my site called Strong Bones and read it, because it goes in depth into how important strong bones are, because they're so much more than just our structural support in the body.
Amen.
All right. Anything else, Pete?
Well, the other thing, boron, for example, is a trace mineral that has to do with vitamin D metabolism, which goes a little bit deeper on how, the bones go through remodeling and, as John said, the bones make almost all of our blood cells. Is made in the marrow of the cell. So you add in things like zinc, which we know is really good for COVID, for example. Iodine, which is critical. Iodine is critical to thyroid health. And then you have the other form of vitamin K, which is phytonaquinine. I may be saying that wrong. And a little bit of vitamin D on top. So what you see here is just an incredible profile that gives you all the trace elements that are involved with going way deep into magnesium metabolism in the body. And again, this has been in this product for 7, 8, 9 years. it led me to an understanding of how important magnesium is in the body. There's 9 forms of it. John has included 3 forms in this product. You won't find that. You'll find a product out there that has 1 form and another form, but to find 3 forms of the 9 that are in this product with all those other complementary trace minerals, and there's even a vitamin profile in there. It all works together. And John, in the wisdom of what he's trying to accomplish with bioremediation and restoring the terrain, has been mindful of that for over a decade. So it's powerful that people understand how to look at these ingredient profiles and really come to a better understanding of how the synergy of these different proprietary ingredients are working. And then, of course, the last thing is that they're practitioner grade. You know, most reference RDAs are low. John has made them, practitioner grade. It's just an amazing testimony that I'm able to bring. And, of course, I'm able to bring it because I'm healthy some 10 years now as well. So, and it's an honor to come alongside you, John, and represent you as an ambassador for such a wonderful commitment to quality nutraceuticals in an arena right now, post-COVID, where the market is just flooded with garbage, so to speak. So I just want to applaud you, brother. It's nothing short of commendable what you've done and what you continue to do.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Yeah, there is a lot of garbage in the marketplace, and frankly, a lot of it is there. You know, that we're kind of the antithesis of the sickness industry, and which is a conglomeration of all the things. You know, big food, big pharma, big this, big that. You know, all the whole agenda of creating sickness that they can then treat, not cure, but treat, and it's been interesting, you know, when we actually, once we got all of these things in place to you know, do this on the level that it needs to be done, and when we started trying to actually, you know, mash the pedal, if you will, and start to, you know, get our name out there, you know, with advertising on the social media channels and so forth, what I found out is it's not a level playing field out there. If you are speaking truth, it is very difficult. I mean, we literally have had our budgets capped on Google and one other platform just because they don't like our message. So it's really interesting these days we're in, where right is wrong and wrong is right. If you want to stand for truth and for Jesus Christ, you better be prepared to pay the price. And that's I believe is really what's going on, while we're not able to really get our message out, even though the value proposition of the products we have is unsurpassed. But I believe that, you know, God calls on us to be courageous and bold and to walk by faith, to step out in faith. And that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And I believe he'll bless that, you know, despite the uneven playing field that we have to work in. We're just going to keep working hard and stay focused on not the destination, if you will, because that's pointless. What you got to stay focused on is today, and who God puts in front of you today that you can be a blessing to. Or it's just like each of your personal journeys. You know, you have to focus on today, being the best version of yourself today that you can, and leave the results to God and to whatever he has planned for your future. That's all we can do, and we rejoice in it. It is a blessing, because we do see not only, you know, lives transformed in the now, but I feel like, you know, through the interactions that we have with people, quite often there are eternal repercussions to the interactions we have with people, and that's invaluable. It's priceless, and that's what's important.
Amen.
All right, John, can I say something on a lighter note?
Yeah.
I love the new name. Do you know why?
Why?
It's going to be the first four-syllable word I'll ever be able to enunciate.
Well, that's funny. It's only a three-syllable word.
Well, that's why. I'm going to break it down even more.
Mac, not tell.
If you say so, sir, I believe you. All right, let's get... Oh, we got some more questions. Okay. Hey, listen, it took me months to say NFL stat, and that's the only way I can still say it. All right, let's go across the ocean to England. Come in, Timothy.
Hey, you know, really great to hear your voice again, John and Peter and everyone here. If I cut out, it's because of Skype. I'll be right back. I just wanted to say hello, first of all. But also, just two things, really. First of all, obviously, I've been here in the past, and I firmly believe that it was the combination of the different elements of the protocol, of which Logos is, mainstay of the protocol, and the extension was pivotal, really central in rebuilding the kind of bioterrain and getting the body to the state where it needs to be to fight off the disease and to kickstart the immune system. But then I was reading one of Peter's posts recently, and he was talking about remission. And, sometimes I'm a bit slow sometimes with certain concepts. It just dawned on me, and I was like, oh, okay. And I had this conversation with Mel. It's not a case of you eradicate the disease and you blow it to smithereens and it's gone in the distance and you ride off on a horse or whatever. You know, it's a case of, well, it's something that you manage, but with knowledge of how to keep your health, you know, immune system in check, making sure that it's not suppressed by external or environmental factors or things that you consume internally, like pharmaceutical medication. It's something that you can very much, keep in check and keep yourself in good health. But I also read another post recently, or maybe I searched for it in the forum, about the size of the thymic. Because for some reason, when I started to take them again, maybe it was to do with disease, I've got some skin issues in my throat, it was a bit difficult to swallow. And I thought to myself, well, maybe I could omit this for a few days, you know, and I'll get back to it, or maybe I could crush it, but... It was quite difficult to swallow for those few days. And then I went to reading about it, because I always thought of it as just, and forgive me for saying this, but in the back of my mind, I labeled it as the multivitamin component of the protocol. And in my mind, I was like, well, maybe I could miss out the daily multivitamin. And I looked at the ingredients. I was like, okay, well, there's iodine. I don't really get that much in my diet. And there are things that I'm compromising. But then again, it dawned on me. And again, sometimes it takes a while. And in this case, it took a couple of years. When I went reading on your website, and it's wonderful, your new videos, it's really informative on all the different components, and particularly about the proprietary blend that goes into thymic. And then it hit me, why is it called thymic? And that's because it has this whole component, which is to do with the thymic blend that you have in there, which is so unique, which you won't find in any other quote-unquote multivitamin, if that's what I labeled it as. And I was sitting on the tube the other day, and over here we've got a lot of advertising to do with AG1. It's really blown up. I'm sure it's blown up over the States. It's a ridiculous name, yeah. But for some reason it's got huge marketing. And it's really great. And I thought, you know what? Like, the real creme de la creme of products is right there, and it sits in your company. And yet, it's a travesty that this other product is gracing the billboards, and people are buying it, thinking it's the absolute best out there for their body, and it's been engineered for them, and it's absolute rubbish. You know, if people just knew, and this is something that I'll put my thinking cap on as well, because I have some expertise in marketing and things like that, so how this can get out to the world. Because then, in fact, that's one of, you know, your genius is in creating the products, managing a fantastic company. I feel as a community, you know, figuring out how we can actually make sure that this takes prime center stage so that we can reach more people. If not, you know, if you don't have Morgellons or Lyme's, it's regardless. It's how we make sure that people are able to access premium products or the absolute best for their body and make sure that they don't fall to the wayside with our toxic environments then. So I just wanted to say that, and thank you so much for the company that you run, for all the work that you do, and also the inspiring words that you give to this community. You know, really, really appreciate you. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Timothy. What a beautiful comments. You know, when I was a little boy, my dad used to talk about, you know, the main thing he said to every patient who walked in the door, the theme of his medical practice was, if you maintain normal physiology, you'll prevent disease and pathology. So he was all about the bioterrain, and he understood that the pathogen is not the problem. It's the terrain, our ability to manage what we're exposed to. And every one of us is a conglomeration of all of the traumas, all of the exposures, viral, fungal, bacterial, all those things. We are a conglomeration of our cumulative experience and exposures. We have thousands of pathogens, good and bad, living in our digestive tract, and thousands of viruses living in our bodies. But our bodies are designed to interact with our environment and thrive, you know, given the right nutrients and the right support. It's all about the terrain and restoring integrity to our immune system and the organ systems in the body. And Timothy rightfully recognized that focus on restoring integrity to the organ systems and the thymus in particular, the conductor of our immune orchestra, that's what's unique about our protocol and about thymic formula. By the way, we just finished, we did a video on thymic formula that we'll be putting on our site and on Amazon. And I just got the final copy of it this morning. So I'll be sending it, we'll be sending it to Mel. We'll put a, you know, present it to the community so y'all can see it. But yeah, it's exciting. And it is extremely unique. It is also a very, you know, accurately described, though, as a multivitamin. It's a multivitamin, multimineral, and a multiglandular. So that is what makes it unique. And, man, what a beautiful way you presented that, Timothy. Thank you again. That kind of leads me into a follow-up on another comment you made, is how can we help? And how can we help, sir?
Well, I remember you teaching all of us who had problems. I never had a problem with the thymic, but a lot of people did, and you had them put it in the smoothie.
Yep, there's the smoothie approach, which works, and then my approach has always been just to literally take it with food. Literally, like chew up a bite of food till it's all the way ready to swallow, stick a thymic in it, into the glob of food, and swallow it down. It goes down every time, no problem. It's like it's not even there. You should try that, Timothy, if you haven't. It's a magic. It works. I hate taking pills with water, so I use both approaches, like Mel talked about. I use it in my I put most of my stuff in my shake, but I usually put the thymic and the things that have the most bitter stuff in them, I'll just take them with food, you know, and then drink the shake's not bitter, it tastes better. I don't have to taste the glandulars in it, you know, and so forth. So I like taking it whole, but literally with food. I'm glad you reminded me of that, Mel, because I wanted to make sure that we got that out there to help people who struggle to take thymic formula. But how can you help? Well, I mentioned videos, and that's the biggest thing holding me back from people finding out about us, is we don't have enough videos, specifically product review videos. And so what I've decided to do is I'm going to set up Zoom calls with customers who have, you know, had wonderful experiences with products, and not talk about diseases or specific problems, but talk about the products and how the products have impacted their life, so that we can pull from those Zoom call videos, testimonial videos, short testimonial videos, product specific, that can be used in getting our message out. That's what you have to have, is videos to get your message out. Whether you're being suppressed or not, you got to have videos, because people are lazy. They don't want to read. They just like, you want to hear and see and listen to what you have to say. So if anyone here wants to be help us get our message out, that's the way to do it. Contact me and say, I want to do a Zoom call with you. And what I'll do is I'll set it up. We'll just have a conversation. You need to be in front of either your phone or your computer, you know, with the camera on, and we'll just talk. And when you talk, you'll be on the screen. When I talk, I'll be on the screen. And therefore, when we go back and edit, we can just pull out snippets of what you say about a specific product. Nothing about, you know, we don't ever have to mention Morgellons or anything, just product-specific things. That is what I need. I need people who love my company, who love my products, to step forward and let me interview them so we can make these videos available to the public. And that is what I need desperately, more than anything else, to help get my message out.
All right. Can I do another on a lighter note?
Please.
Do you know why I don't have any problems with the thymic?
Why?
Because I got a big mouth. All right. We have another hand up. I always have one, John. We have another hand up. We got two hands up. You got to wait, too. We got to give Diane and Paul their shot. Come on in, Mr. and Mrs. What's their names?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
good morning,
Paul. Hey, John. Good morning.
Hey, I owe you a call. I had either a text or an email from one of you yesterday or the day before. I apologize.
No, I know you. You're a busy guy. We're all busy. It's all right. But I think it's a pretty simple question I can ask you here is what I'm hoping.
Okay.
We wanted to do the immune pulse. That was something you had talked about the last time you were on several weeks ago. And we thought that sounded like a really good idea. We wanted to include that. And we were wondering, though, where should we place that within our protocol? When should we do that within the protocol?
Okay. That's an excellent question. Immune Pulse is a unique product in terms of the immune industry, because it's the only product I know of that has a pulsing protocol or, you know, pulsing methodology built into the product itself. There are powerful natural medicines all over the earth. No matter where you are, you're surrounded with them. And some of those, you know, most of them have, you know, centuries of use, whether it's Ayurvedic or Chinese medicine or, you know, you name it, Native American, Indian remedies. There's a lot of them out there, and there's a lot, though, that are not intended to be used on an ongoing basis, long term. So what I decided to do with Immune Pulse was to put together a combination of some of those types of nutrients that are powerful but are not designed to take long term, and build a product around which we could use to kind of help people dealing with chronic infections like Lyme and stuff like that, to kind of go deeper and to raise the ante, but do it in a way that's not going to create any problems, but is naturally going to cycle with the life cycles of the pathogens that may be there, help break up biofilms and reduce inflammation in the system even further. So with Immune Pulse, we normally most often have recommended kind of using it as a graduation test, so to speak, with when you're no longer symptomatic. We would put you through a bottle of that to see what happens. You know, more often than not, because of biofilms and things like that, people who are no longer symptomatic who go through a round of Immune Pulse might have to take a step back because it is these powerful herbs, right, that are not designed for long-term use. We have typically not given this early on in the process of working with folks, but later on in the process to kind of, like I say, go deeper and, you know, we want to further enhance the body's position as being now in control and in charge. So that's kind of the way we designed Immune Pulse and imagined its use. But it is not harmful, you know, to use it earlier. It's just that its power to reveal where you really are is probably one of its greatest uses as a tool. So as far as when to use it, when to incorporate it into your actual daily regimen that you're on now, it's not going to interfere with anything but MMS. You wouldn't want to take it in close proximity to MMS. So with that said, you just work it into your, whatever works for your schedule. You know, Mel's got a schedule because people who come here, you know, in horrible shape and need and brain fog and really need a track to run on, you know, it's just that, a track to run on. But some people have different schedules. You know, some people work at night or whatever. You know, they have to have their own, make a schedule that works for them. And that's fine. The only real rule in terms of the overall protocol is to keep MMS away from heavy antioxidants and stuff like that that's going to kind of compete with it for in terms of its activity in the body.
All right. Can I get my 2 cents in? Because you know I got 2 cents on this one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I have always looked at this product, okay, as a specially developed product, okay? And I only advocate its use when someone absolutely thinks they're better. Because if you're not better and you took this into the regimen, the herps that could be created could scare the bejesus out of you. And that's not the point here. Slow and steady, I've always felt, is the right course. Now, Peter, okay, is one of those who I believe this might have been created for, and he had great success. But Peter had been here for years already, okay, and had almost everything under control, but he had a history of multiple other issues and needed the nuclear bomb to get all the way home. Pete, I'm sure you got your 2 cents. You love the product.
Yes, it was what cleared up my forearm after, oh goodness, a couple years. And what's interesting about it, I wanted to share with your audience and John, is again, it's the synergy. The graviola and the pine bark extract are shown in the work of Dr. Stephen Buhner, who's a Lyme expert, to have particularly effective means of breaking down biofilms, but also immobilizing the E3 persister cells that come with Lyme. When you act upon Lyme, it will actually change from a spirochete into a coccal form. It will embed into tissue, surround itself with biofilm, and it's about 1,000 times harder to get to. So the point is that we've got, for me, to get past completely free of the Lyme, I was free of Morgellons, involved eradicating these E3 persister cells that can keep Lyme in play for many, many years. And the research that I did with Stephen Bonner, who's a Lyme expert, particularly put focus on the synergy between graviola, curcumin, I think it was the pine bark extract, and it even had beta glucan in it. So again, a proprietary profile that involved a synergy that is extremely potent. It it put me into a Herxheimer. I did 3 cycles of it. Each cycle, the Herxheimer was less intense, and I came out the backside of each cycle just feeling that light and breezy feeling. My arm completely resolved. The skin issues completely resolved. Musculoskeletal issues, which were really prevalent with my Lyme, resolved completely. And I just got completely clear of the Lyme aspect, this persister aspect of Lyme using this product. But again, it supports the work of Stephen Bronner with these persister cells. And John, I guess it was divinely given to you, but that's why it works.
Yeah, Dr. Buhner's work was one of the things that I was studying in the preparation for this product.
Yeah. That, and I think you looked at the work of Casey, that nurse Casey, for SEACT. I think that was part of the work you did to put this together, if my memory serves me right. But just an amazing product, folks. It is going to go deep. There is a potential for Herxheimer reactions, but if you're dealing with the persistent aspects of Lyme, this is the way to go. And Mel and John are the ones that are best suited to tell you at what point in your recovery it's going to best suit you to use it, okay?
Yeah, I'd like to be involved in when it's time, because I have the continuous contact with most everybody and, you know their sensitivity levels and stuff. And again, you know, I'm not a chicken, kids. I am not a chicken. I'm not afraid of anything except spiders I can't see. But you know, if you're not ready for this and you do it too soon, you might quit. And that's what scares me, okay? I don't want anybody to quit, because if you don't quit, you will get well eventually. So that's all. Just make me part of this decision, and I'll bring John and I'll bring Peter to the meeting. So it's just not my cautiousness, okay? So
Mel, I'll say this. If I was that cautious about use of the product, I would have never put it into the marketplace. Because if you people take your product and crash, you know, that's not going to – most people are not going to take that as a, whoa, that stuff's good. They're going to take it as, whoa, that stuff hurt me. So I wouldn't
put
this
product
out there.
Yeah, but a lot of times when people hurt from something new, they think it's bad. They don't think it's good. People just don't grasp that herxing is the byproduct of you getting better.
True. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I'm the company with the liability if somebody has an adverse reaction. And I put this in the marketplace with complete confidence that it's not going to hurt anybody. So you may have a Herxheimer response with it. But it's not a harmful product. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay. Well said. All right, let's see. We have another question coming from Margaret. Hi, Margaret.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Margaret.
Do you have a question?
Miss Margaret, do you have a question?
She got discontinued. No, she got disconnected like 1 minute ago, just as she was about. She must have hit the wrong button. She'll be back. All right. Are there any other questions at this time? Okay. Well, until she comes back, you had one more thing you wanted to discuss, sir?
Actually, I did it already. I wanted to talk about the video conferencing where I do interviews with folks to be able to get reviews for the products.
Okay, well, here comes Margaret again.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. We'll see. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, did y'all hear my question or no? I didn't see when it hung up.
No, ma'am, you hung up. We didn't hang up.
I know y'all didn't hang up. I didn't know when I hung up. Okay, so my question is for John. Do you want us to email you? And how much time should we block out for the, presume it's a Zoom call? And what times of the day should we try to schedule for?
Oh, well, for me, Mondays from 10:30 to 12 Eastern, I always have a meeting. And Thursdays from 10:30 to 12 Eastern, I always have a meeting. Other than those, I can move my schedule around. Wednesdays, I do spend Wednesdays with my new granddaughter from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. I keep her one day a week for my daughter. So Wednesdays after 4, Mondays at any time in the afternoon, Tuesdays pretty much any time, Thursdays afternoon, and Fridays any time. That's the hard things in my schedule that are, I don't really change. But other than that, I can move things around to work with anybody's schedule. And I'll do these types of calls at night if it helps.
That does help, because I was just wondering if you did it after convention or work hours. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
John is so much more flexible. This is a great idea. Margaret, I didn't even know what you were talking about until the very end. I think that's very kind. And John's right. He's going to protect you like nobody's business. We're never going to mention anything about this. Okay, we're only going to mention about your response to the particular individual products based on something that you brought forth to John to help you with.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Young lady. Bravo.
What's the email we contact?
John at LowDoseNutritionals.com.
Okay.
I want these things to be very informal, very relaxed, conversational, because I'll be able to go back and flip out, very short snippets that are product specific. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do big case studies or anything like that. Which that's probably a great thing. It's for the future, but right now I need hard hitting product review stuff that I can put on the internet.
Great, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, God bless
All right.
you, Margaret. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, John.
All right. I see Peter's got his hand up. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if I might, John, I wanted to make one more comment to circle back to your complete digestion. At our age, anyone that's over their 60s definitely can benefit, in my humble opinion, from digestive support. Based upon the ingredient profile that I looked at some time back, when I ordered it some time back, because I was curious about the ingredient profile. So I did a body of research I wanted to share with your audience, Mel. The leading digestive product on the market right now, I'm not going to mention the company, but it costs over $50, and it has 15 ingredients in it, 15 ingredients. And when I compare it to the complete digestion, has all 15 of those ingredients with three additional ingredients. One of the most significant things I wanted to share with you, John, that you put in the complete digestion was the alpha-galactosidase. Alpha-galactosidase is an incredible tool for breaking down fibers in the gut that are causing people to have dysbiosis leading to irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease and leaky gut and all kinds of problems. So the fact that you, again, I want to let everyone know, the complete digestion is probably an improvement, in my humble opinion, on the essential digestion because it has a broader ingredient profile, and it includes the alpha-galactosidase, which is critical. There's also something called Fabry disease, which is has to do with lipids and building up of glycolipids in the blood. And this is what we're dealing with in the post-COVID environment as well, many blood clots and fats and problems with the endothelial tissue of the blood. And there's also a connection with the galactosidase to brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is made in the gut. So that is an incredible, alpha-galactosidase is an incredible enzyme. It has prebiotic properties. And again, I just wanted to give you kudos and let everybody know that we need that particular enzyme, and the complete digestion has given us that. So hit another home run, brother. I just wanted to make people aware of that.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, John, are you aware of the fact that our buddy over there just got a new degree?
No.
He is now a certified nutritionist.
Well, how about that?
Congratulations, eh?
Congratulations, Peter.
Thank you, brother. Well, you know me, it's in my humble opinion, it's just a piece of paper. I think we understand health better than most most primary care physicians, to be honest with you. It's just something that I'm trying to get more attention in terms of what we teach and what we value in bioremediation and immunotherapy. And, of course, foods as medicine, which is what we've always understood here. You know, all disease begins and ends in the gut. And three of your protocol products, John, three or four of them are designed for intestinal health and digestion. So there
Absolutely.
You go, right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you, Mel. I wasn't going to say anything because to me, again, nothing teaches like experience.
I just think it's fantastic. Okay. That's all. I'm allowed to feel that way.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for lifting me up. It's been long coming and done in an alternative way, but hopefully it'll bring value to those people that we come alongside in terms of them validating, the wisdom in what we teach here. Amen.
Well, the only thing is that after the call, you're going to have to spend an hour trying to explain to me what you were talking about.
Then you'll have to clear your fridge out again. I know every time we talk, you clear your fridge out.
Every time I let you near me, you've got to clean out my fridge. Get out of here, you.
Amen. And
hey,
I got to say one last thing. Go ahead, John.
Okay, go ahead. No, you go ahead, because I've got to tell you a quick story after that.
Okay, I just wanted to say to use one of your terms, John, you just can't fake these things. The fact that a 78-year-old man, our beloved Mel, has overcome the latest mutant, the GN1 strain of COVID, that is very telling, folks. That is an incredible thing and extremely noteworthy. I don't want you to skip over that. He's been on this protocol for many years, and he even... cheats a little bit more than most on his diet, but for him to overcome this in 3 or 4 days from the research I've seen rather than a couple weeks is just a remarkable testimony, again, to his immune system and what this protocol does to build our immune system. It does not strengthen our immune system, in my humble opinion. What it does is it makes it smarter. It evolves it. And that's really where we have to be with all these mutations with COVID. So I just wanted to give you kudos, brother. You sought out the wisdom and counsel of others in the body of Christ and shared your burdens with us and overcame it in a very short period of time. Nothing short of commendable. I just want to give you congrats on that. Good job.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much.
I had a conversation.
All right, John, your turn, John.
I had a conversation with Peter earlier this week, and he was telling me about how amazing he thought my Opticyte product was, and since we spoke, Peter, my physical therapist came to work with me this week, and he's a doctor of physical therapy. He's been working with me for the last probably 18 months and has helped me tremendously. And so I got him, obviously he's got interested in what I do from our conversations, and he's been experimenting with a number of products. But he told me yesterday that he had been told by three different eye doctors that the spots in his vision, he was just going to have to learn to live with. He was seeing spots in his field of vision. And he just decided to try the OptiSight because of the, you know, how impressed he was with the first couple of products that he got of ours. And he told me yesterday the spots have gone away.
Amen. I can testify to the same thing in my experience as well. That's remarkable, yes. I think it's the lutein with the bilberry fruit is the only thing I can think of. And then you throw in quercetin in there as well, which is an ionophore, delivers things into the cell, across the cell wall. So, and you got some liver support with the milk thistle in there and turmeric. We all know the value of that. And again, you throw zinc in. But I think, John, what I would say to your story is that's remarkable. Congrats, brother. But I think that, you know, many of us are, my instincts tell me, deficient in vitamin A as beta carotene. And again, that's, you're giving us 833 times the RDA, which again is practitioner grade beta carotene. I think that with the lutein, the only thing that it's missing, in my humble opinion, which probably isn't necessary, would be zeaxanthin, but we get that from other foods. So just an incredible testimony that I can provide as well. The floaters are gone for me, and the clarity in my left eye, which is my weak eye, has improved. The myopia has actually improved. It's just remarkable. So, yeah, that's wonderful. Wonderful to hear, and I concur.
Thank you, buddy. It's got some serious power in terms of the antioxidant support that's in there. So it's definitely beneficial for macular degeneration and even just like you said, myopia, which is a normal progressive thing as we age.
And what's interesting is your turmeric root is a 95% extract. People, a lot of times when folks, you need to understand, when you look at the milligrams on a bottle and it says 500, if it's a product, another product that Logos, this bears fruit with is the oleopurin in olive leaf extract. Most of those are standardized, what's called standardized at 15%, which means if you see 500 milligrams on the bottle, only 15% of that has the active ingredient, the oleopurin. John's olive leaf is standardized to 20%. That's unheard of. The highest outside of that in the industry is 18. I'm just giving you guys facts, you know, nutritional facts. That's what I do. So you will not find oleopurin standardized to 20% outside of Logos. Now, if you look at the turmeric in the eye support, the OptiSight, it's a 95%. So whatever percentage, I think there's, I'm guessing, John, probably 25 to 30 milligrams of the turmeric root, but it's all that particular sterol. And so many times people will buy products at a particular milligram, and it has to do, they're only getting maybe 75 to 100 out of that 500 in the standardized plant sterol that's involved. So these are things we have to understand. And Logos, you don't have to worry about that. That's what practitioner grade means. You're going to get the higher standardized extracts that are within the plant sterols that are within the ingredients that are used. You just won't find them. And that's what I wanted to share, John. That's what's meant by practitioner grade, things like how things are standardized and just higher values in those areas.
Thank you, Pete. That's very well said.
Amen,
and you
brother.
Can definitely depend on that. With any product that I develop, it's going to have things presented in the most optimal form.
Amen.
If I can't do it that way, I won't do it.
Yeah, and this has been, my joy has been to make these discoveries and to say, wow, look at that. And then on the flip side, my frustration is a 30-year medical history back to your father, that a small company like yours from a religious man like you, a good and godly man that has been a friend of the toxic disease community for so many years now, a couple decades probably, and it baffles me why there's not more momentum into people understanding these things. My message is to get that out. I try my very best, but I understand your frustration with not having met your goals for this year already. But I am fully persuaded and have remained fully persuaded for a number of years that It's just a matter of time. You know, God's timing is different than ours. Even when we think he's late, he's always on time. So it's just a matter of time. And with your new marketing program, it's just incredible what I'm seeing. I think you're on the right track, John, and I think it's just a matter of time before it's going to catch fire.
Well, fire all right. To God's ears. We want to help as many people as we can.
That's always been the mission. All right.
Amen.
Are there any more questions before John tells us a story? Star 5 now. All right, John, looks like they're questioned out. Do you have a story?
No, I just told the story. That was, the story was about my physical therapist.
Aha. Okay, no, it's all good. Anybody got a joke?
No, all right, guys. I can tell a joke, Mel. If you know me, since I've come
across.
Listen,
Peter. Better be not that dirty joke you sent me in an email. I could never read that on Sunday prayer.
No, I think this. I don't recall doing that. First of all, that's not normally something I do.
I'll
but
send
maybe
it
we'll
back
do.
To you, buddy.
Okay. Well, you know, you and I have a deeply personal relationship where maybe I can get away with that. But I've overcome. Where I was wrong, you know, we have to admit where we were wrong. I was wrong about humor in the early years about how valuable humor is, and it's even biblical. So I am an advocate for humor, and I even used to write, watch sitcoms. So I've got a joke for you guys. A blind man and a huge German shepherd go into a antique shop, and the owner, of course, has lots of delicates, lots of breakables, so he's a little concerned. And sure enough, within a couple of minutes, you know, the dog starts jumping up and looking around and moving back and forth. And, of course, the owner comes over and says, hey, you know, this is an antique store. You can't bring that dog in here. What are you doing? And the guy looks at him and he says, we're just looking around. That's the best I got for you guys.
All right, well, hey, that sounds like a Sunday in prayer fellowship. All right, wait a minute. Whoop. We got a late hand up. Is that Mr. and Mrs. What's their names again?
Yes, it's Diane this time.
Hello, Diane.
Hi, guys. I just had an idea, and I'm just wondering, Peter, so I heard you got certification as a nutritionalist. So I just wondered, where did you go to get that, and how involved was it?
Well, it's been a mission in progress for a number of years, and I came alongside a certified nutritionalist here that owns another nutritional company, and we used an institute. I don't have a name in front of me. I don't even know where the certificate is, to be honest with you, because, again, I don't value things like that much. But it was a company. Let me see if I can find it real quick for you, Diane. Let me see if I got it here. You know, a researcher's apartment is not, it's not easy to find things because we keep research in the paper form rather than the digital form, so it can't be taken away from us. But
That's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you've been involved in it for many years.
I have research here that you can't even find online anymore, going back to Don Mao and his protocol for Lyme and things. You know what? It would take me a while to find it, Diane, because I just throw stuff on top of stuff. But it was done alongside a nutritionist here that's in my church. And she would share her lessons with me, and we coordinated with the company over time. And then they just sent me forms to fill out, and they finally sent me just a document. It's like a document that says you've certified and completed the coursework. So there you go. It's not anything that's going to change who I am in Christ or what I do. Again, it's just something I decided to pursue years ago, and it finally came to fruition.
All right. Are there any other questions? All right. Well, next week, okay, if I'm not mistaken, is the last week of the month. No call. And then we're back on February 3rd. Now, I spoke to Maria. That's the woman who has been posting, okay, that she's ready to do the happy dance. And she's going to come in here, I think it's on March 9th. But the lineup as we have it planned right now is no call next week, last week of the month. And February 3rd, we have a mystery guest. On the 10th, we have Sovereign Silver and Copper. On the 17th, we have Kathy from Natural Genesis. On the 24th, last Saturday of the month, no call. But on the 2nd of March, we have RSB and Peter and me all here. So the next month or so, 5 weeks, is kind of planned out. So continue to join us. These calls are more informative than I remember. And thank you all for coming. Thanks for the questions. Thank you, John, so much for giving us all these updates. Now, is there anybody else at this time besides Margaret who is willing to get together with John? And if you just put your hand up, I'll tell him just, you know, your first name and get him the information. Anybody else? I know Pete's going to do one. I know I'll do one if he asks me, but, you know, he might not ask me. Okay, well, hey, everybody have a great day. Remember, we're back tomorrow. And by the way, in Come to Sunday Prayer, there is a post, and there is the Singing Sisters who come and visit us about every 5-6 weeks and sing at the end of our prayer meetings, which is a whole new twist and is a beautiful thing. The first 2 times they came and sang, I think all of us were in tears. So you might check that out. Wait. Dale, come in, Dale.
Hey, Mel. I was just going to say I would be willing to do a testimonial call, Zoom call with John.
Hey, got Dale. That, John?
Dale.
Yes. Hey, John.
Thank you, brother. That's awesome.
Sure.
By the way, I sent Mel an email the other day with a contact for you. Did you
he
get
got
that?
It, John. He got it.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, brother.
He's already on it. He told me this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm on it. I did good.
Awesome. Good. Well, that's a blessing. Thank you, Dale. Just email me and we'll start the process to get together.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Pete, you want to say anything in closing?
Yeah, I just tore through my table here. I will find that the institute that we used for Diane. Yeah, he's trying to see me. I'm frustrated now. I can't find it.
I already can visualize it. You're flipping papers up in the air and looking here. No. I know you, Peter.
You know, the craziest thing about organizing is you put things in different piles and you organize so that it'll be there when you need it. But then you got so many piles, you can't find it anyway. So it's just crazy. But I will find that for you, Diane. And it's a really affordable institute that does it, and you can do it via mail or from home. So I'll find that for her mail.
All right. We're back. Okay. John, do you want to say anything in closing?
Oh, sure. I just want to say thank you, Mel. It's always a blessing and a pleasure when I come to your calls. It is exciting to, you know, to finally have things looking like they should and, you know, be in a position to grow this company and impact more lives for the Lord. So I'm going to wake up every day and get after it as best I can. And, I hope that, more of the folks that hear this will contact me and share their victories, you know, in a conference call together.
Amen.
All right. Well, John, I want to say in closing, you know, 15 years is a long time. We've not always agreed on things, but here we are still working at the same goal as the end. And that's Amen. Just to help people restore their health. So thank you, brother. You have a really
Thank
good
you.
Weekend. Enjoy the grandkids, and we'll see you next Amen. Time, huh?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Congratulations.
God bless you, John. Take kiss the grandbabies for me.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
God bless.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, John.
Thank you, brother. Love
you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless everybody.
You stay here, Catherine.